Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I want this to be the best 3 hours of your day. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then you've learned to love the music at 1340 AM and 92.3 FM because on all four of those stations you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook. 5 days a week, 4 stations, 12 times a day. Then after we're through, Nigel posts everything to my website, joeyenglish.com, and my Facebook page. Please like me. Love me. Then you can always listen to our show on the KGX free mobile app. So sit back and relax. I will drive. And we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get, but before.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
So now we say hello to Dan Gore. Our restaurant of the week is Oscar's. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm always hungry when I see you. I think of the Caesar salad with the shrimp and the Sunday brunch. It's fabulous, but I digress. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm glad to see you.
Well, last time we were together, Lainey Kazan and Renee Taylor were here. This weekend, you're going to have James Gypsy Hawk back in town, and Cindy Williams is coming in just to see Gypsy, and she's going to make a little special appearance. So what can I eat?
Well, that day, if you guys come for brunch on Sunday for our bitchiest brunch, of course you're going to have your shrimp omelet then. Yeah, so bitchiest brunch on Sundays, you know.
The best. Joey Pals, I mean, we get choices. We can eat anywhere in the Coachella Valley. On your behalf, honest to gosh, the brunch at Oscar's on the corner of Tockwitz and Indian Canyon is to die for. The prices are great. The service is great. The drag queens are great. It's fun for the whole family. But do not order my shrimp omelet.
So we don't run out of shrimp. Yes, absolutely. Right. So, yeah, we're one of very few places that actually we're open to all ages because we are a restaurant. So a lot of our entertainment is all ages, even though it might not be geared for all ages. By law, it's all ages. So everyone's welcome for our bitchiest brunch on Sundays. And we're adding a third show in November. So it's so overwhelmingly popular that we're going to be adding an additional show. An early bird show for the early risers, 9 a.m. show time on Sunday mornings.
Same menu?
So same menu. And we also, good news for Oscar's longevity, we do have a new menu coming. So,
Yeah. I always worry when you say that to me every so often. Nothing's going to happen to the shrimp omelet or the Caesar salad with shrimp.
No, that will stay. Maybe have some slight changes, but we are making some heavy changes in the several months to come. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us now, or do you want me to come back and eat again?
Come back and eat again. Yes.
Okay, you have become the mecca of big name stars in the Coachella Valley. I mean, I think of Richard Chamberlain. I think of the ladies from Knott's Landing. I mean, tell us who's coming. You miss those, Joey Pals. Don't write those down. They're over. But who's coming? Now, this weekend, it's James Gypsy Hawk is back at Oscars, Joey Pals. Cindy Williams, Schlemiel, Schlemazel. But who's coming up?
So the following week, we have Carol Connors, who's a good friend of yours. She is, I mean, honestly, you know, she's probably the most famous person nobody knows. Because, I mean, who the F is Carol Connors is what I told her when I met her. But, I mean, her resume is really long.
She's very entertaining, Joey Pals. She wrote the lyrics for Rocky.
And numerous other songs. I mean,
she dated Elvis Presley, wrote Teddy Bear. What else?
Well, she was in the car with Phil Spector. Have you heard that story? And that is, oh my God, that is a great story. I put it on my Facebook. So in the car with Phil Spector, and Phil Spector says, and this is her words, okay. Says, you know, if you blank my D, I'll make you a star. And I go, well, I already know the answer, Carol. You didn't, because you're not a star. And I thought that was really funny. It's like you'd be well more, you'd be way more famous if you would
yes,
lick the lollipop.
Let's run that around again. Sounds like an episode of The Sopranos. Okay, but then we've got, is Dionne Warwick part of your entourage here?
Yeah, so, I mean, after Carol Connors, we have Melissa Manchester.
That's sold out.
Yeah. Melissa Manchester in concert outside in our courtyard. It's her second time here, but this is a concert. It's not an interview.
Oh, okay.
This is actually a concert, as if she would do at any other venue here. But she had such a great time here and with the customers and just the ambiance here at Oscars that she asked if she could come back. She was here in June, and she asked me if she could come back, and she had such a great time.
What did you say?
Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of Melissa Manchester, so absolutely. She's on her way back and doing two nights here outside in our courtyard. After Melissa Manchester, we have, on November 11th. I mean, come on. Come on. Priscilla Presley will be here.
Yes, yes.
Priscilla Presley. That is, I'm already getting chills. Hair standing in my arms. But yeah.
But set the stage. Joey Pals, listen how Dan is going to present Priscilla Presley.
So I work with Karen Cadle and Richard Gordon, and they're two veterans of Hollywood, and they know a lot of people, publicists and managers, et cetera. And so we do these interview series, an interview with, insert celebrity name here series. Yeah. And it's outside in our courtyard. And they are interviewed by Sandy Newton from our local NBC station here. And Sandy talks to them about their careers. It's a multimedia facet. So we have clips and conversation. We show clips from their career. And they talk about their career. And they ask at the end of the presentation, they get to answer some of your questions the audience may have. But Priscilla Presley has not been in the public eye for a while. And so very excited. She's looking very much forward to coming here. And Elvis was, at one time, had a big part in the Palm Springs history, correct? And and so Priscilla Presley will be here, very anxious to see her. And speaking of someone not in the public eye, Angie Dickinson is here on December 8th, along with Lonnie Anderson, following December 9th. We're also Oscars. If you're not familiar with it, it's behind, has campaigned for Dionne Warwick's star.
Yes.
And is underwriting that. So Dionne Warwick will receive a star for her commitment and career and her lifetime achievement in the music industry.
On the 8th
of December, the morning of Angie Dickinson
show.
So we have a great week that night. We're also doing a private party for Dionne Warwick. And Dionne Warwick, with a slew of other celebrities, will be here on the 7th.
And the good news from Joey is that you could eat. You sit outside under the stars. We were just all here for Lindsay Wagner, which was sold out. And you have this wonderful dinner under the stars. You listen to the beautiful dialogue, and then you get to interact with the star. You can take pictures most of the time. I can't think of any other place in town that does this, Dan.
Yes.
Yet they're all going to be. Stay tuned.
I can name a couple that are doing it now already.
Stay tuned. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but you want to come here for the original. Do we need reservations? How does all that work?
Our ticket engine, OscarsCabaret.com, is our ticket engine. We have also Sandra Bernhardt making her third appearance here at Oscars coming this Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. But that's probably sold out. You know, we tell you these things in a timely manner. But when you have a venue that's so well respected and people can trust they can come here, have a good dinner, get good service, it's not clunky-do. You better smile and dial.
Absolutely. And we have our regular shows that we do here. So we have Cal David every Monday, with some exceptions. The Monday Blues with Cal David outside as well. Cal David's exceptional and very well-known blues guitarist. Then on Saturdays, we have Mimosa Men, which is our all-male strip show.
If I don't see that soon, I was in the green room with Lainey Kazan and Renee Taylor, and these gorgeous, Joey, entertain yourself for a minute, Dan, these gorgeous, good-looking men in their Speedos were coming in and out and changing costumes. And I said, you know, they were very kind. Hi, Miss English, yada, yada. I said, why are you here? And they were doing Mimosa Men. That must be a fabulous show. I've got to see that. Tell us about that.
So we have four professional dancers that have been choreographed, and they do a routine here. Oh, and they also take other, they take their clothes off during breakfast. So Mimosa Men Brunch, that's every Saturday at 12 o'clock. It's not just go-go dancers, people refer to us. They're actually trained dancers. They have amazing careers in the dance industry. They've been choreographed, but they also have these amazing bodies. So if you're looking for eggs and maybe a side of sausage, Mimosa Men every Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Wait, I'll wait. Go ahead, Joey Pals. We'll wait for you. Think that through. Okay.
Then, of course, Sundays are very popular. Bitchiest Brunch every Sunday at 10 and 12. Those times will change to 9. They'll soon change to 9, 11, and 1 in November.
9, 11, and 1. Now, I used to, my grandchildren are older than me now, but I used to bring them when they were growing up. They love the drag shows. And I know it's a little grown up, but I think the younger children just don't understand. And they like the costumes and the wigs and the fun of it. So, and I've seen grandparents and great-grandparents and children in here for that. And that's outside still, isn't it? Or is that in the showroom?
We're doing everything outside.
Okay.
And also our regular theatrical play, Electricity, theplay.com, that happens every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And that's written by a local person here, local playwright Terry Ray, and that's with Mel England. And it's a wonderful play, and it's been here for several years, including through the pandemic. And if you're looking for something to do and love theater, every Tuesday, electricitytheplay.com.
And let's run through, we've only got a minute left, let's run through my favorite thing, food, dinner, and a show. Most of the restaurant, tell us about Oscars. You're not open every day. How does all that work now?
So we slimmed down a little bit, and we're only open most of the time when there's events. So, and we have a full-service restaurant and bar, so we do have American cuisine, and we do brunch on Saturday and Sunday as well. Also, not to mention Martin Ross, which is one of our piano players. He is coming back for two nights only, exclusively here at Oscars. He's coming back for two nights on the 15th and 16th of October. He'll be in our bar, the Palapa, of course, with all the doors open. And he's a wonderful pianist. If you've not seen Martin Ross before, he now lives in Seattle, but he will be here on the 15th and 16th of October, Friday and Saturday.
Website, phone number.
Website, OscarsPalmSprings.com. For tickets, OscarsCabaret.com. Phone number, 760-325-1188.
Are you sure? I'm not sure.
325-1188.
1188. And Joey Pals will all be here Sunday for the return of James Gypsy Hawk and Laverne and Shirley's Cindy Williams. Shlemiel, Shlemazel, Hassan Pfeffer Incorporated. Dan, you're an impresario. Is that I can't spell it, but I like the sound of it. Thank you.
I'm something. Thank you, Joey.
Okay, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.